You're listening to Illinois Public Media's Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass from AgriBolt to take a look at the weather forecast. Hey, Eric, thanks for being with us. Tell me about the forecast.
Well, Todd, we certainly have a lot to talk about as we approach harvest here. So let's get into the first big thing. And that is we've seen over the last about a week or so a pretty significant pattern shift in the overall flow of the jet stream. And what it's done is we've removed that huge ridge out west and replaced it with a trough that's developing this weekend. It's developing right now. And then a second pulse of that deeper trough coming across the western United States again midweek next week. And what that means is that that trough there is going to push a ridge into our part of the country here in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, you know, and the eastern Corn Belt and really the Great Lakes states. So while the western states are now going to be seeing the below average temperatures, the eastern states for at least the next couple of weeks are going to be seeing some warmer temperatures. Now, with each one of these troughs that kind of moves through the western states, they're kicking off quite a bit of precipitation in some of the driest areas in the Corn Belt right now. I'm thinking about the Dakotas. I'm thinking about parts of Montana, really that north central plain sector. We might be seeing quite a bit of precipitation kind of coming through that area, at least yesterday, a little bit yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Can you take that information and translate it into something a little farther out as harvest really begins to kick up across the Midwest?
We got some of the brand new model data that I've been kind of waiting for a couple of days, giving me a clue about the next 30 days. And there's kind of been a bigger picture transition we've started to notice across the equatorial Pacific. And you know that that is also the region where we monitor for El Nino and La Nina events. We've seen a bit of a change there. Basically, some cooler waters have surfaced. And as a consequence, we're seeing kind of the overall position of the jet stream responding a little bit to that. You know, the other changes in the jet stream have primarily been due to tropical activity in the western Pacific, which can influence the jet stream. So all of that points to this shift in the pattern. And what it looks like, honestly, is when we stretch this out, it looks like we might have, an end of summer and beginning of fall that's going to carry a bit of a warm bias, especially for the eastern Corn Belt. It may also carry a bit of a dry bias there as well. While the western Corn Belt looks to be wet and potentially cooler than average at times, especially in the northern, far northern parts of it.
Any frost or freeze worry in that?
You know, I don't see anything that would make me worry about a frost threat in the near in the coming days. I certainly would say differently if I were in Montana or in, you know, western North Dakota, but that's about the time they get a frost. So there's a lot going on, and it all has to do with the way that that pattern has shifted. Now, let's take a look at the other side of the country. We just finished dealing with Harvey and Irma, two incredibly powerful and destructive hurricanes. Well, right now, out in the central Atlantic, we have Jose. There is some uncertainty, but Jose may impact the northeast, so think New York, Boston, that area over the coming days. It's got quite a tough track to get there, but it might. There's some steering currents in the mid-levels that might push it into land there. But following Jose, we have two other tropical disturbances that we're watching pretty closely coming across the open Atlantic as well. And so my point is, you know, we're only halfway done with this hurricane season, and the tropics are still quite active. But let's bring this back and talk a bit more about ag as we finish up here. Taking a look at Brazil, we are seeing some drier conditions, of course, as we always see this time of year in the northern growing regions. So think Mato Grosso. The southern growing regions down in Paraná and Mato Grosso do Sul and getting farther down south to Rio Grande do Sul and even to Argentina have been wet. And this is important because this is about the time where they're really trying to actively get in fields and get that soybean crop planted. The earlier it's planted, the better the safrinha crop would be, which is the second crop. So one of the things that the folks in Brazil need to keep an eye out on is what's going on with this developing weak, very weak La Nina, as it could perturb the Brazilian monsoon and kind of upset production down there. But if you'll let me here at the end, I want to stretch this thing out to winter.
Okay.
Some of the things that I'm starting to see in kind of some of our analog forecasts, as well as our long-range dynamical models, is that it looks to be that fall might carry a bit of a warm bias, maybe across most of the Corn Belt, getting all the way into December again. But we are seeing the pattern for this winter really transition across the northern states. You know, we've had some pretty warm winters the last few winters, but this winter looks to be returning back toward more what you'd call a normal winter. I certainly am projecting more snowfall than we had last year across the eastern part of the Corn Belt and definitely across parts of Illinois. But I think that our chances for seeing a colder winter, certainly colder than we've seen for the last two winters, is relatively high at this point. So that colder air comes in, that certainly has an impact on ag across the United States, and we'll be watching it and updating you every week because it's an important thing to think about as we transition out of our growing season through harvest and into our winter time. So with that, I think we got a lot to look at, but I'll wrap it up.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Eric. Eric Snodgrass, of course, is with Agrible. He's from right here in Champaign. Helps us wrap up this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.